You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, why 10% of men cheat on their pregnant wives. Super Bowl stuff, including the best prop bets. And Manny the Movie Guy gives us his list of his top 10 football movies. It's true. Let's meet the friends. Aaron Myers has the day off to chase down TV news stories. So Gonzo Greg Spillane is here.
Thank you, Phil. You know, your house is going to be worth more if you live around the corner from this magical place. I've got that coming up for you.
And catering his contribution on the show to women whenever possible, it's Chris Martin.
A new study proves something most women already knew about the difference between boys and girls.
Okay, let's get things started. Thank you very much. And it's great to be here. We skipped a show. Did you notice? We were running a marathon, by the way. Every single episode of Phil Hewlett and Friends from the very inception, way back, like a year and a half ago. And it just ended right before we started today's broadcast.
It was magical timing, really.
Yeah.
For the exact amount of time we were off, the shows all ran consecutively, back to back, right up till we started this
show. Yeah, so if you're like the full-on stalker follower of the program, you've got your fill of Phil Hewlett and Friends, and we thank you for doing that. Gonzo, Greg, you're here today, and we're happy for that, too.
Thank you. Do we get a finisher medal for finishing the marathon?
Yeah, I think we do. Yeah, just the part. Okay. We got a ribbon just for participating. I'm waiting on my trophy though. Okay, so I've got a house. Most of us live in a house or something that protects us from the rain and the elements.
Sure.
But that shelter may be worth some more money if you live near what?
Right, yeah, you want to find a home that's affordable. You want it to appreciate in value quickly, right? So how do you pick the right neighborhood for that to happen?
Yeah, like good schools, good API scores, that sort of thing, shopping and manicured lawns and all of that sort of thing, right?
No, has
nice
nothing
neighbors.
Nothing to do with any of that.
No.
Just find one near a Starbucks.
Wait a minute.
Yep. According to data from Zillow, really, if you're near a Starbucks, the chances are that your house is going to appreciate in value quicker than just about anywhere else.
No kidding.
Which just seems ridiculous, though, right? Because since they're everywhere, so how are you not near a Starbucks?
I don't know. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm not a Starbucks guy, and that's not anything negative to say about Starbucks. They run a fine business. I've been to them a handful of times. But I couldn't, I mean, I just want a cup of Joe,
right?
You know? And
you don't want a venti.
If you order coffee, that you do get an odd look.
Yeah, so my daughter yesterday, she calls up. She said, Dad, I've got a Starbucks gift card, and I'm going to go in there. What do you want? I said, what? A cup of coffee, I guess. She said, well, don't you want something, you know, fancy? I said, I don't know. Order something for me. She said, well, how about one of them green tea lattes that they make or whatever it is? I'm sure I'm getting the name wrong, but it's a green tea something. I said, sure, I like green tea. Anyway, she brings it back. It's in one of these, like, 6 foot tall plastic things with the right. with the lady breast on the top with the straw coming out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
All right. So it's green, and it's covered in whipped cream on the inside. So I'm tasting it. I'm not getting the essence of green tea. I'm just getting a whipped cream drink, you know? And I'm thinking, wow, this has got to be like 6,000 calories in here. Not that I'm counting, but just the same. Okay, fine. Is that what Starbucks sells is whipped cream drinks?
Sure, why not?
It's like dessert, you know. You go in there and you're literally getting a dessert.
And that right there makes your house appreciate quicker.
Yeah, they did. They found that houses that were within a quarter to one half mile around a Starbucks location for 5 years after each one opened, they found that appreciated much quicker. And just to make sure it wasn't just any coffee shop, they compared it against Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
And so Dunkin' Donuts homes went up by 80%, whereas Starbucks close houses went up to about 96%.
See, there's an argument there to get the funding together to start your own Starbucks franchise, right?
Right,
to be a franchisee.
Exactly.
Yeah, because if people are that hooked and that addicted to those, and I tell you, I don't know. I just want a cup of Joe. All right, so we like our privacy. I keep resisting the in-dash tracker on cars. You know, they've got them almost universally on rental cars now. But you can imagine, you know, that's somebody else's car. They want to see where you're going and how fast you're driving. But, like, I think, is it Progressive Insurance? It says if you put the car nanny in your dashboard, you can save money on your insurance. But then they know how fast you're driving and, you know, how quick you go around corners, how many miles you drive. You say, well, I only go 10 miles round trip to work, but you work in another state.
Or they can tell exactly how fast you were going when you hit the bus full of nuns, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not into that kind of tracking. but some people are. Isn't that right, Greg?
Well, they already have it. I mean, you know, they listen to our phone calls, and apparently documents have come out that show that there were great plans by the ATF and DEA to use license plate tracking cameras to figure out where we're going and what we're doing and where we're at.
So what?
You know, like the cameras they used.
They read your plate, and then what? They can follow you from there?
They basically know where you're going and try and figure out what you're up to. So, yeah, they use those cameras like they use on the toll lanes to read your license plate.
Yeah.
And then they know it's you, and they know where you are and what you're doing. They use these at a number, or they had planned to use them around some gun shows to keep track of, who was going to those exactly.
That's a dead giveaway.
You're
right
talking
there.
About when I flex my biceps, right?
Yeah. Right. Yes, exactly. the problem, apart from the massive invasion of privacy and this huge database of your license plate and where you've been, but it's also the fact that it's kind of motivated by the seizure laws. Like the DEA, if they pull you over and go, we think you might be dealing drugs, so we're going to seize your car. Mm-hmm. So basically, that's become a large profit center for the government.
Yeah.
And so the whole thing seems kind of motivated by getting some goods, you know?
Yeah. You know what it could be? If we want to be total conspiratorialists, this is a passive attempt, not so passive, I suppose, but an attempt to squelch our First Amendment rights. So let's say somewhere down the line, Chris Martin wants to run for office. He wants to run for the Senate. But his political position is it smacks in the face of the leadership, which is in control of government at the moment when he's running, and also is in control of the license plate reader program. Mm-hmm. And so he's running for office. He's raising his money. He's all of a sudden real popular. Looks like he's going to win. And then blammo, his competition, the incumbent, the in-power folks say, now, wait a minute. Maybe we should release this information about that. Remember that one place you stopped? Well, it started with chicken, ended with ranch, and you spent a whole lot of money and a whole lot of time while you were there. In fact, it was like a week and a half and that you didn't come out. And, you know, and anyway, doesn't that sound like that's totally possible? Like, this is the end game.
No, I certainly don't doubt. I mean, it's just every week it seems like we hear about a new thing where, you know, we have no privacy, and I think we've all kind of rolled over on that.
I'm just paranoid, I guess.
Yeah, well, and I think about it from that standpoint all the time because, you know, if I ever did want to run for president, all the things you've ever Google searched or any of the things that you've ever found yourself surfing for on the internet,
it's supposed you got to figure. It's supposed to be private, but then you have the NSA looking into all this stuff.
Right.
And so, fine, they've got it, and you get this little email. Oh, by the way, we know that you've been spending half your time on the internet surfing porn, and it would be a shame if that information leaked out somehow.
Right. These documents came out, and I love the quote, whenever there's a document that comes out that's been heavily redacted.
Yeah.
You know that there's a lot going on.
Yeah, whenever I redact too much, I take an antacid. All right, Chris, now to you, my friend, and you've got one for the ladies. You have a story as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I was telling you there's a new study out that says that there's a difference between girls and boys, especially in education when we're in school.
So you're not just talking anatomically.
Not just anatomically. We know about the bits and pieces part, but the study found out that girls are just smarter than boys.
What?
Yeah, either they're smarter or they work harder.
Who did the story? Were there quick questions? The study, were there quick trick questions when they asked the boys?
Yeah, probably, because boys are easier to trick, for sure.
Yeah.
No, this is a report out of the University of Glasgow in Scotland. Oh. And it was also, you know, I think the people in Missouri at the University of Missouri were helping these guys. So it's a pretty legit study that says 52 out of 74 countries show that high school girls performed significantly better than high school boys
in reading, math, and science.
Significantly better?
70% of the study science, participants.
What about the historical understanding that there's a deficit for girls when it comes to science?
Well, apparently things are changing. The times they are changing, Phil.
Oh.
Girls are hitting the books.
Yeah.
And I think it probably has a lot to do with working harder, too. And I think that boys, once
they
get into
school,
God
bless them.
Other...
It's great. I mean, I don't have any bias, boys or girls. Just learn what you can learn. Be good at what you can be good at. But it seems counter to what we've been told. And perhaps all the other times we were told by guys.
Right. Yeah. It was some guy telling you, trust me, we're smarter than them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check this out, too. Even countries with political, economic, or social inequalities for women, the girls outperform the boys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So even in areas where it's harder for them to get ahead, they still stick their head in the books and they focus.
All right. Up next, Carlos Santana. You know who that is, right? He's an old guy, but we all know him. He plays guitar, and he's been playing guitar since, the Woodstock days. You know who Santana is.
He's the man.
Anyway, he wants to talk to your children about sex.
What?
That's next on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. All right, here's a quickie for you here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. The 16 largest ships in the world, 16 of them, boats, ships, in the world, produce as much pollution as all 800 million cars in the world combined.
Dang.
16 wow. ships. And they're more than 16 ships, right?
A few.
16 largest ships. That's a lot of pollution coming out of those smokestacks or whatever else is coming out of there. Do they just flush their toilets and dump it in the sea? Is that what they do?
That's what they do in airplanes, isn't it?
Yeah. How about the cruise lines? They do that too? How about their garbage disposal and all their food? All into the ocean, huh?
I blame Gilligan.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. It was the minnow.
Gilligan!
Thing never passed smog.
Well, the ocean knows how to rejuvenate itself from all that stuff.
You think so?
Yeah.
There isn't a tipping point?
No. Naturally recycles everything put in it.
All right. I'll take your word for it, doctor. Yeah. And what does Carlos Santana know about our kids?
Well, Carlos Santana knows, who knows what he knows about kids? He knows a lot about playing guitar.
He does. Okay, is that where his knowledge begins and ends, or does he offer advice on other things,
He
Chris?
Offers advice on other things, mostly on his love of peace and love.
Yes.
He says the two things he reveres most are sex and spirituality.
Really? Not peace and love?
Peace and love, sex and spirituality. Isn't peace and love, spirituality
well,
and sex, right?
Figuratively peace. Or literally? Literally.
Yeah, depending on what angle you want to look at it from.
I've got a mush mouth today. Just bear with me. It'll all come out eventually in the end.
He says that sex and spirituality are inseparable, like the red and white of a candy cane.
Really?
Is some interesting
like
imagery.
A candy cane?
Mm-hmm.
Sex and spirituality.
Yeah, peace and love.
So he's a light candles in the bedroom kind of guy.
Right. Put on a little Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Maybe even some of his own music.
Maybe.
A little Black Magic
Imagine,
Woman.
Imagine that's your move where you're the guy with the music that...
You put your own record on?
That
yeah,
turns,
I don't know if
yeah.
It, uh-huh. Does that fly? I don't think so. I don't know if you go there or not.
I feel like maybe he just lights up the electric guitar, puts the amp on low.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, strums you a nice melody.
I mean, is Barry White still alive? No, he's not. But when he was... And
right.
he was talking to his lady. Did right. the lady ever say, put on some Barry White?
put on your record. Yeah, if you're Jimmy Page, do you put on side one?
So here's what else he says. Santana says that in America, the word sex is made to make you feel like you should wash your hands after saying it.
On the other hand, Europeans see sex as a gift from God. So now he has a proposal.
What is it?
He says in sex education, we should be taught to view sex from it from the view of it being sacred and delicious, which is kind of a creepy word.
Sacred and delicious?
Yeah.
So Carlos Santana, the quote, the takeaway quote is sex is delicious. And who does he want to, we say sex education, you're talking about the kiddies?
Yeah, he doesn't specify kids. You know, he says people in sex education should be taught to view it from this point. But, you know, sex ed, when do you learn sex ed? It's like the eighth grade.
Well, it's even sooner in some school districts. They start in the fifth grade.
Right.
No, I mean, it is, literally.
And I don't think when you're teaching your fifth grader about sex, you want to use the word delicious.
No. No, but we're talking about...
Not appropriate.
When we were talking about music just a moment ago and sex, apparently, you don't need, well, whatever it is, insert artist, R. Kelly. You don't need his sex jams in the background when you get it on anymore. Now there's a song created by a British drugstore chain. It's called Superdrug. They just released the first musical sex aid. It's a 23-minute music track they designed to help make sex into good exercise. This is their positioning statement on this song here. right. Never mind press release. You're talking sex? It's a positioning statement.
It's a positioning statement.
Yeah, I knew you caught that. They say if you pace your sex to the music, your sex will work like an interval training workout, which is where you use, you know, short bursts of high effort to raise your metabolism and maximize calorie burning. Doesn't it seem like way too much thought put into the whole process?
I started doing this years ago when I just sped up and slowed down Salt and Peppa's Shut Up and Push It.
Is that right?
On a loop.
Push it. Push it.
All right, push it real good.
The track starts at 90 beats per minute, builds to 110, peaks at 130, and then slows down and ends at 100. A spokeswoman for Superdrug says, quote, "It's an easy way for couples to incorporate exercise into their daily routine. We commissioned this track to show the health benefits of energetic lovemaking session can have." They say you'll burn an average of 100 calories if you're a man, 70 if you're a woman. Oh, okay, which isn't a ton, but hey, every little bit counts, right? 100 calories, what is that? Is that a piece of toast with some jam on it?
If
probably,
that.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. I mean, how many calories to, you know, wriggle your way out of the rope bondage deal?
Oh, all right.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably a little more.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple shades of gray workout. That's what you're talking about. Two or three grades of that. All right, so a guy made his cable company unhappy, Greg. And,
oh, this is outstanding. Have you ever tried to unsign up from something like the cable company? Or
it's not easy.
It's not.
It's
on purpose. They have people specifically. They're called retention specialists, which could go a number of ways. But, yeah, you know, you get transferred off to that person who just makes it impossible for you to, you know, to get rid of whatever it is you're trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
And this happened to one Mr. Ricardo Brown. His wife called up Comcast and said, look, we don't want cable anymore.
Uh-uh.
And she went to one of the retention specialists and was hassled to no end. She said she was never rude, never said anything untoward. She thinks that they just got mad because she didn't take their offer, you know, to stay.
Yeah.
What ended up happening was the bill, I guess like the final bill, came in the mail addressed to not Ricardo Brown, but A-hole Brown.
Oh.
A-hole spelled out.
Oh, it didn't stop with the A. There were a couple more letters?
No, it wasn't just A-hole. Yeah, yeah. It was the word. And so the bill shows up from Comcast to address to A-hole Brown.
Does he have a case? I don't know what the case is, but does he have one?
Yeah, I don't know. Comcast has actually come out, and they have apologized. They issued a statement. They said this is not, you know, how we do business.
We've
allegedly
dealt with the employee responsible for this.
Yeah, and they are now offering A-hole Brown and his wife a full refund for their past 2 years of service.
You can apologize to my lawyer, buddy.
Yes, right. Yes. The old Saturday Night Live skit, right, Mr. Azuipe. Speaking of a-holes, Justin Bieber has posted a video admitting he's been, quote, arrogant and conceited over the past year and a half. You agree with
How about
that
untalented?
Statement?
Did he admit to untalented?
No, he didn't admit to that.
Oh,
he posted this after taping an appearance for the Ellen show, which apparently runs today. He said he was nervous during the taping because, quote, I was afraid of what people are thinking about me right now. That was my Justin Bieber voice. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard.
He added, it's been a minute since I've been in a public appearance, and I didn't want to come off arrogant or conceited or basically how I've been acting the past year and a half. And then he started to go real deep. Here's another quote. I'm not who I was pretending to be. Often we pretend to be something we're not as a cover-up of what we're truly feeling inside, and there was a lot of feelings going on in here.
Mm.
Boy, he's staring you down right in the eyes. This is the dramatic and
shooting it with his own camera. He's all whispery like this.
Yeah. Right.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, you can't help but really fall in love or into bed with this guy. He goes on to say, I really want people to know how much I care about people and how I'm not that person to say I don't give a insert your expletive there.
Rip.
You know, I'm not that kid. I'm a person who genuinely cares. Okay, and just keep in mind, we did mention last week that there will be a Comedy Central roast of Justin Bieber coming up.
Mm. Can we throw eggs at him? Like, let's just start throwing eggs
at him. We will find officially how much Justin Bieber cares during that roast. Hey, coming up, we've got some movies coming out this weekend. Are any of them worth a buck or two? Manny the Movie Guy joins us live. And plus, you won't believe this. I didn't believe it when I heard it. But Manny the Movie Guy is a huge football fan.
I thought that the first time I ever heard from Manny.
Did you?
Instantly, yeah.
Good.
Yep.
He's got a list of his top 10 favorite football movies next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Thanks for tuning in. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil. Gonzo Greg Spillane is here. Chris Martin is here. And so are you. And we're pleasantly pleased about that. Hey, it's time to see what the movie companies have in store for you at your local Cineplex this weekend. Joining us live is the one, the only, KMIR-TV in Palm Springs, Manny the Movie Guy.
Hello, guys.
Hello. Hey, it's a big weekend, and we can't wait to hear your top 10 football movies, but we're going to wait because there are some movies coming out in the theater this weekend, and one of them stars somebody that used to be a really big movie star, and I don't know if he is anymore. Is Kevin Costner still a big deal?
He had some sort of a renaissance lately.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the heart of Man of Steel, you know, so he's having some sort of a career resurgence, if you may, but I'm not too fond of Black or White. Now, this is from the director of Blank Man. Remember that horrible film starring Damon Wayans?
I happened to accidentally, on purpose, miss that one.
That's it. Well, good for you. But this director also made The Upside of Anger, starring Kevin Costner and Joan Allen. So Costner returned to his loving arms for Black or White, an examination of racial tension, where Costner stars as a grandfather who suddenly left to care for his beloved granddaughter. It's a biracial marriage, so Costner must duke it out with Oscar winner Octavia Spencer, who stars as the grandma. Now, both sides have great intentions, just like the movie, but yeah. Michael Binder, the director, wasn't able to find the right tone or balance or finding the shade of gray.
Oh.
As it is, Black or White works best as a TV movie. So sorry, Kevin Costner. I love him. He's a sweet man.
Yeah.
The last movie he put out, too, was a little bit of, first of all, it was a football movie, and I thought it kind of stunk, was Draft Day. I don't know if you saw that or
not. Yeah, hopefully that's not in your top 10. But not yet. We don't want to go there yet.
Okay.
There's a scary movie. It's called The Loft.
That's right. Now, let me just tell you.
Yeah.
This one, it's not being shown in advance to critics. So you know what that means? The studio is embarrassed for early word of mouth.
Yeah.
But this is what we know. Carl Urban, Dr. Leonard Bones McCoy in the current Star Trek series, and James Marsden, Star. They're one of the five guys who conspired to secretly share a penthouse loft in the city so they can indulge in their deepest, darkest fantasies. But when they discover the dead body of an unknown woman in the loft, their fantasy becomes a nightmare. Who killed the woman? Could it be one of them? Now, I suspect that you'll be able to predict this film from the very first frame. It does have an interesting plot, but I suggest you move in somewhere else.
It's the super. That's who did it. All right, so Josh Applebaum and Michael Bay put together this little movie. It's called Project Almanac. I don't know a thing about it. What I've seen, a couple of clips here and there, it looks interesting. Any good?
That's right. Well, this is a somewhat good movie that gets an A for effort. However, the themes of time travel and found footage have been done before. Here's a quick plot. Johnny Weston stars as David Raskin, a brilliant high school student whose equally brilliant scientist dad was close to perfecting a machine for the government, but then he suddenly died. Now, David finds a home video in the attic and uncovers a mysterious device that really should be used by the filmmakers to travel back in time, way back before the much better found footage movie Chronicle, or heck, even Paranormal Activity, the first one at least. As it is, this film comes a little too late, but will still satisfy found footage fans.
All right. Manny the Movie Guy, while most people sit down to a giant bowl of chips and guacamole on Sunday to watch the commercials and the halftime show, you, my friend, sit down to watch every play, to analyze the runs, the passes, the defense, the X's and the O's.
Yeah.
You are such a huge football fan.
I am. I really, seriously, though, I am looking forward to the halftime show always. Katy Perry this year.
Yeah. Well, how about that?
Katy Perry. Top Madonna from the years past, or Beyonce for that matter.
Yeah. Hopefully she doesn't fall out of anything while she's in there. All right. But you have your top 10 football movies of all time. And Chris, you've got some of yours. I've got some of mine. And Greg, I suspect you do as well.
All right.
I got Zip. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, fine. So start with your number 10 and work to one.
All right. My number 10 is Invincible with Mark Wahlberg. Remember that movie?
Did not see it. Did you see that one?
Neither. No, me neither. I didn't see it.
Where he played the real-life Vince Papale.
I did see it, yes. He was a Philadelphia Eagles special teams player that just ran as fast as he could to tackle people.
You're very good.
Got picked up off the streets.
He's an underdog, exactly, and we all love underdogs. Number 9 is The Blind Side.
Ah, that's on my
list.
Lovely
Sandra Bullock.
I like it. One of my only Sandra Bullock movies that I like. That one and Crash.
That and Miss Congeniality.
No, never.
Oh, yes,
every time
absolutely.
I'm on a plane, that's on.
Oh, it's a great film. It's got Shatner. Come on.
Number 8 is Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, I figured that'd be
that
on
film.
There.
No, number 7, Remember the Titans.
Classic.
Oh,
number
yeah.
6 is The Longest Yard.
Yes.
Not the Adam Sandler.
Original.
The original with Burt Reynolds. Right?
Well, Burt Reynolds was in the new one, too, but he was the main guy in the
Correct.
Original. Yeah.
Number 5 is North Dallas 40.
Ooh.
I love that movie with Nick Nolte. Number 4, of course, is Rudy.
Yeah.
One of the most
oh.
inspirational sports movies ever made, so pass the tissue, please.
Yeah.
Number 3, I'm going way back in time, just like the Project Almanac people. Number 3 is the 1925 silent film classic, The Freshman College Days. One of the greatest comedies ever made, featuring Harold Lloyd in top form. This one may be silent, but the laughs are definite.
I've seen that, and a guy was playing a pipe organ while I was watching it, too.
Very good.
Yeah.
Probably what you remember.
Sure.
Number 2 is Knute Rockne All-American.
Canute.
Good old Canute.
Rockne, All-American. Yeah, and, of course, this one is really, really remembered by the great line that the 40th president of the United States, Ronald Reagan, uttered in the film, where he said, win just one for the Gipper.
For the Gipper. All right, I'm going to predict number 1 before you say it.
All right, what's my favorite?
Radio.
No. Radio would probably be in 11 or 12.
Oh,
can I guess? Can I guess?
Greg wants to guess.
I think Waterboy with Adam Sandler.
Right, yeah. What about you, Chris?
I'm going to say Jerry Maguire. Isn't that a football movie? I guess that's more of a movie about an agent.
Right. It's more about the agent. But my favorite football movie ever is Brian's Song.
Oh,
one
yeah.
One of the best made-for-TV movies. It's kind of ironic that this one was only shown for, it was only for a TV movie, but apparently it became such, people loved this film that they put it out to theaters, but by the time it was too late. But still, it doesn't diminish the fantastic performances from James
and
Bond
I forgot
and
about
Ricky
that
Williams.
I forgot because I watched that movie and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's almost like It's a Wonderful Life now every year. I mean, you have to see it.
Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy the halftime show and don't forget to watch the football game as well. MannyTheMovieGuy.com. And links on our links page to Manny and also on the About page. You can go to the Frequent Contributors page, and there's a nice, beautiful, smiling picture of Manny right there.
Thank you so much, guys. And next week we'll talk about the Wachowskis, the Matrix folks, and their new movie, Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, that looks fun.
I heard something about that over at Cannes and the reception that he got.
Oh.
The Sundance.
Oh, Sundance. Excuse me.
They crack open some cans of Sundance. Yeah.
We'll see. I'm watching it tomorrow evening, okay. So we'll see.
Can't wait to hear what you have to say about it. Manny the Movie Guy, talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Okay, question for you. Why do 1 in 10 men cheat on their pregnant wives? The answer next on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and not back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil. Greg and Chris are here. And what kind of a guy cheats on his pregnant wife? I mean, really? I mean, 10%. Can you believe that? 10% of men apparently do. But why? Isn't your wife the most beautiful she can be when she's pregnant?
Are we taking guesses at this?
No, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here. Because I'm thinking back to when my wife Remy was pregnant, and it was just a beautiful time. She was just there's a glow. There's something that just kicks in that tells you this is as good as it gets.
So yours didn't go completely crazy.
No.
Sounds like Greg's had a couple of bad experiences.
I'm just putting that out there.
Maybe I am the luckiest man on the planet. But let's get some answers about this because I don't understand how 1 in 10. Cheat on their pregnant woman. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum is a research psychologist, a psychoanalyst, author of the book What Price Power? An In-Depth Study of the Professional Woman in a Relationship. The book is available in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. And Dr. Birnbaum joins us live right now. Welcome.
Welcome. How are you?
Well, even better now that you're here. 1 in 10 men will cheat on their pregnant wife. I mean, where did this data come from in the first place?
Research has shown that these men, Ohio State has researched these findings, and they found that men who cheat on their wives often do so for emotional connections. Even during pregnancy, there's a void. There's a void of attention, and rightfully so. The woman is tired. I mean, give her a break. But these men are able to subtract the feelings and their behavior. So one often has nothing to do with the other. So they put the emotional side of themselves aside and they go ahead and have a physical relationship. The problem is that 64% of these men end up feeling guilty anyway. So it's not that they leave and everything is okay. And they meet these women at work. 40% report that women at work are the ones who look up to them, they praise these men, and they fill a void. You're right. What is it about men?
Well, if your relationship isn't cherished enough, I mean, when you have a pregnant wife, I mean, that's about the pinnacle of the relationship, is it not?
Well, not only that, you know that a woman's sexual hormones are raging at that time, and that they are more sexual, I know physically they don't appear to be so, than ever. And here is something that should really bond both people, the future. What can be more exciting? And the fact is that, as you said, women look gorgeous when they're pregnant.
I agree.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
They really do.
So you're saying a woman is actually hotter for your bones when she's pregnant?
Well, you know what? I couldn't have said it better.
Oh, good. And so here's the thing. She already loves you and wants you. And if you're going to cheat on your wife, you got to go out there. You better be Mr. Hot Stuff because, come on, you probably let yourself go. And good luck finding you know what I'm talking about? I mean, how many of these guys are just a mess to start with?
Well, you know, they don't see themselves, and they go ahead and they look at the women. Sometimes they, you know, objectify these women, and they feel that what is important is that they have choose the right person for themselves. Now, the real question is, why are these women ending up with men like these? I mean, what is their problem? I understand why the men do this. I mean, I don't understand fully, but I can at least make some sense of their inappropriate behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But women find often that men are sexual with their abilities in their brains. If they are successful, if they have a lot of power in their careers, women are often more turned on by that. But it's a wonderful question that you're asking, because today you see more men at the gym, and they're really in great shape because women are out there in the workforce. They have their own successful careers, and they no longer necessarily just need someone to financially support them. So they are also looking for someone who's nurturing, who's attractive to them, and has the whole package as well.
Yeah, you know what? I'm
really
thinking. This 10% of men who cheat on their pregnant wife, if per capita, women, if they're finding 90% of the time a good man, never mind the cheating while the pregnant thing, but in general, because you're talking about the choices that women make in men, if 9 out of 10 women are picking good men, that's a pretty good, you know, across the nation, per capita, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But, you know, it's a very insightful question. In reality, much more men cheat in general, which means that when a woman is pregnant, one out of 10 will be more prone to cheat. But as far as having faithful marriages in general, I hate to say this, but the percentages are much higher.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go 46%.
Yeah, wow. Well, see, but a lot of these cheating men, though, they're just, is it just a physical fleeting thing, or are they falling into something like love with the women they're cheating with?
Well, there is, you know, they want it to be just a physical thing, but women are not stupid, and they can pick up on problems and changes. And when that happens, they could easily lose the marriage.
Yeah.
So it's not the double standards that it used to be. Women are no longer looking away. And, you know, as we're talking about this, the thought, you know, you think, what is she talking about? Hillary Clinton, who is very political and has a very political relationship, that's part of her votes that she's going to lose from successful women who no longer want to look away at the double standards. So things have changed from Kennedy's generation,
mm-hmm,
to Clinton, who didn't get away with what his ideal person, candidate, president, or whatever you name that he saw in Kennedy.
Right. Talking with Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, initially the statement or the positioning statement for this conversation is 1 in 10 men will cheat on their pregnant wife. Doctor, you can have sex as much as you want when you're pregnant, right?
Absolutely, and that's also important for the viewers to know, that men often feel that the woman is very delicate and they may hurt the child that's inside them, so they stay away, which is not really necessary because, as I said, the woman is actually more sexual than ever.
But you're not hurting the child. I mean, neither physically nor emotionally.
Not. Right, but it weirds a lot of guys. Guys just get weirded out. It's like this is odd.
That's my kid in there.
Right. Yeah. It's a weird.
It's
thing.
Like having the dog at the foot of the bed watching. You know.
Well,
not exactly, but
I never thought of that. But I have to give it some thought, actually. But putting dogs aside, my study looked at actually the fact that very important to know that emotional bonding is important to men also.
Yeah.
So they're not completely, you know, out of sync. And they look to this, and the women that they often find are even less attractive than their wives. 12% said that the women that they found were more attractive than their wives.
Huh.
It's very important to see that what's going on, that emotional connection, can't even talk, is very sexual.
Yeah.
You know, meeting of the minds is very attractive.
Well, that's good to know. And I guess the good news to take away from all of this is 9 in 10 men are faithful to their pregnant wife.
That is so right. And those men are the ones that are going to end up having wonderful marriages. And that 1% could end up losing everything they have invested in.
Yeah.
So I guess the message is, think twice before you do anything that's going to have long-term consequences.
The book is called What Price Power? An In-Depth Study of the Professional Woman in a Relationship. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, thank you very much for spending a short bit of time with us.
Thank you so much. It was great. Thanks for your great question.
You're welcome.
Take care.
All right, you too. The book's in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. So there we go. I feel empowered by that conversation somehow.
For being a great husband and supporting your wife all the way through
bragger.
Her pregnancy.
yeah, bragger. I don't know. I think it has more to do with my wife than it does with me. But definitely, things were good when my wife was pregnant 3 times. And, you know, your wife could get into some health issues along the way, and you've got to be empathetic to that as well and helpful and be able to get up out of bed and drive to the store and pick up some ice cream or whatever
right.
it is.
Yeah. No, it was a fun time for me, too. Actually, things were really good then. So.
Yeah, right. You were still married.
Yeah. A small percentage of my entire lifespan, but yes.
Yeah.
I wonder how that study was conducted, because if you just walk up and ask guys that question, hey, did you cheat on your wife while she was
right.
pregnant?
No. Who knows how these scientists do these things?
Yeah.
You know, a study found and all of that.
Right.
Yeah. All right. By the way, did you know that Sony was still producing and selling a Walkman with a cassette player in it just 4.5 years ago?
What's a cassette player?
Yeah, exactly.
I can listen to my Warrant tapes. Awesome. Woo!
Wow.
Cherry pie.
There you go. I remember that song. Hey, that's it for hour one of this here program. There's so much more to come, including which company is bigger, Apple or Samsung? It's different on, depending on what day you ask. Our tech guy joins us live with the latest on the epic battle for tech dominance. Plus, are you buying a Valentine's gift for your dog? Those stories and more in the second hour of Phil Hewlett and Friends, coming up next.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is hour two of the talk show, where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. This hour, Tom Petty versus Sam Smith. The apology is in. You can make a lot of money if you scoop instead of flush. Super Bowl facts you haven't thought of yet, and the best Gmail app for iPhone is built by Microsoft. The friends are here. Gonzo, Greg Spillane, and Chris Martin are both in the room. I'm here as well and present. Aaron Myers is the day off. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get things rolling once again. And Gonzo, Greg.
I didn't do it.
Of course you didn't. But a lot of people are, and they're making money with their...
Yes.
Here's...
Did you, in your college days, did you ever go to the blood bank for a few bucks? Or
no.
What? No, you never did that?
I donated out of the kindness of my heart.
I think.
Oh, did you? Oh, really?
Yeah. They tapped right into that kindness vein, and they got it, huh? All right.
Because you can donate all kinds of things, right? You can do blood, or if you're hardcore, you donate plasma. They pay pretty well for that.
Yeah.
So women can, you can donate your eggs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
People, apparently, according to recent reports, are earning up to like $13,000 a year selling their poop.
What? Their what?
Huh?
Their poop.
No.
Oh, my.
Yes.
13 grand?
True story. 13 grand. And there is, in fact, a demand for it. And this is what's fascinating.
How is it used?
Well, there's a nonprofit organization called Open Biome. And apparently, they use this to treat this bacterial infection, which causes extreme gastrointestinal distress, like to the extent that people can't leave the house.
Yeah, you get a poop injection. I mean, a poop transplant.
That's basically what it is. Yeah, yeah. They take other poop and put it in you via various methods.
Yeah,
endoscopy being one, a nasal tube.
That's what that Red Hot Chili Peppers song is, right?
Right. Or wait for it, via swallowed capsules.
No, poop capsules.
Yeah. So apparently they can treat this with antibiotics and keep it under control. But as soon as you go off the antibiotics, then this comes back and then you're just in hell again.
Mm-hmm.
So really the way to knock it out and get it to go is, to put poo in you.
Well, you know what? If you're talking about making money with it, I mean, this weekend would be a banner weekend for this we always talk about how the water pressure goes down when, during commercials and
during halftime and commercials.
Yeah, during the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
So the question, I guess, is how much do we all collectively poop during the Super Bowl? And somebody's actually come up with a number.
Of course they have.
A toilet spray company called Poo-Pourri says they've figured it out. And they say it is more than 13 million pounds.
Wow.
Now what would you pay? now, they didn't say how they came up with that number, but they do have a theory. A book came out in 2007 called Poop Culture, How America is Shaped by Its Grossest National Product. And they estimated how often we go. And the author combined a bunch of studies to determine that Americans produce about 4.5 million pounds per hour. We're thinking Poo-Pourri took that number and multiplied it by 3 hours to calculate the Super Bowl number. So that makes sense.
Okay.
Right. But it's probably a little low since the Super Bowl is more like 4 or 5 hours. And we also eat way more food during the Super Bowl than normal, and the kind of food that probably sends you running to the bathroom. And so,
right.
But maybe your poo doesn't weigh as much if that's the case. So we're, I guess maybe a good estimate by that bunch of data there might bring it up to 18 million pounds, if not more. So that works out to a lot of cash. To elaborate on your story there, Gonzo.
Well, sure, yeah, if you were to plug that in, because it goes to, I was just looking at the chart here, it's basically, you can help, and here's the thing, there's the number of people treated, like if you can produce 450 grams, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 10 people that you'll help with this, syndrome, this bacterial infection.
Right, yeah. Well, that's good.
But you also have to be, super healthy. You have to be like a super healthy person to be a donor.
Well, when you look at the kind of snacks people are eating during the Super Bowl, none of us are healthy for at least a day.
None will qualify.
Any idea what the top snacks are this year?
Well, I'm always a fan of the Fritos in a bag.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You take the snack size Fritos, mm-hmm. and then you throw some chili in there.
Yeah.
And that way you can just walk around and stuff it into your face.
Right inside the bag.
Right in the bag, yeah. It's,
but isn't there a list of the top Super Bowl snacks out there?
I mean, there's. Have you seen the people that make the stadiums?
Oh,
they build entire stadiums out of food.
Yeah, yeah. That's
so
good.
It's there's like a field in the middle, and then there's snacks built up all the way around.
Yeah.
What do you guys do for your Super Bowl?
You know
snack?
What? Ours is a little less sport traditional because, you know, my wife is just such a crazy kitchen lady. She is just a chef, and so she'll come up with all sorts of things. But then all of her sisters and her sister-in-law, they always bring things as well. And, of course, the guys always bring drinks. And so we've got everything covered. But it's just a buffet of food. And I have no idea what it's going to be this weekend, but I suspect there will be something to dip.
Right.
You got to have that, right?
There's got to be, yeah, some sort of transport vehicle for guacamole or salsa,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So there's got to be a chip of some form.
So for you, it's the chili, but the guacamole, you got to have that.
You got to have that.
And cheese. What's the Super Bowl without cheese?
Yeah, and cheese fondue, by the way. You know, you mix some like,
do you do that?
Pork sausage in it. Yeah, you get your fondue pot. You get some Velveeta, you melt it down into this cheesy melt, and then you add in some cooked sausage or bacon or something to really,
right,
really liven it up.
And then you just stick your hand in there and just like pull out a handful of sausage.
I do, yeah. I just pull out the ladle and I dump it in my mouth.
All right, so get out the plastic wrap and cover up all your furniture because Chris is coming over.
Right, it's going to be flinging fondue cheese all over the place.
Yeah, you know what? So we have your Seattle. What are they called? The Seahawks.
Right.
And we have your the other team,
New England
Patriots.
Right.
Those are the two teams, and they're fairly evenly matched, aren't they? I mean, is there any way to know? I picked Seattle to win the whole thing.
Vegas is calling it kind of a toss-up, but the Seattle seems to have a slight edge, I think. But the sports book it's pretty close.
Yeah, but Chris, you're the science guy in the room. At least you pretend to be. And there's some pretty serious study when it comes to this. The computers have looked at this, right? Tell me about
that. There is. And first of all, Greg, you're right. You can look around. The point spread never shifted less than 3 points between the two teams. So it's been a close race as far as Vegas is concerned. But over in Vegas, they have a computer simulator called the Predictilator.
The Predictilator?
Yeah, how do you like that one?
Sounds like Dr. Evil's got that, right?
Yeah. And it ran 50,000 simulations between the Seahawks and the New England Patriots based on their year-long statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And get this, 56% of the time, the Seahawks beat the Patriots almost 60% of the time.
60%?
Almost, 56%. And by the way, the average score of that victory is 24-20. So we're looking at a close game, which I'm excited about. That's all I want. I don't really care.
Do you have any
about
idea what the
teams.
Over-under is in Vegas? Because that's, what was that, a 46?
I'm going to say that's 44. And I'm going to say that's probably close to the over-under.
Is
somewhere
it?
44, 46, 48 maybe max.
You don't think one of these two teams is going to score 40 points?
I think if one of these two teams does, it's going to be New England, and they're going to run away with it. That's a likelihood. That's a possibility.
Yeah.
Have we had a close Super Bowl lately? I never really remember the Super Bowl. So
you know, the San Francisco-Baltimore, the Harbaugh Bowl, was pretty good. San Francisco came back after the second half after they purposely shut off the lights. Come on, let's admit it.
Yeah.
And then that one ended up being somewhat close.
You know, I wonder when the players are in a hotel, wherever it is, there's got to be all kinds of shenanigans going on where people are trying to get them off their game. Do things like that happen? Like they put like X-lax in their scrambled eggs, you know?
right, yeah.
You know, those sorts of things.
Terrible towel snapping incidences.
Right, right. But you know what? The agents or fans or whatever for the other team try to do things to the team in the hotel. They've got to have their guard up and have their security or whatever to make sure that the players don't get compromised in one way or another.
Yeah, there's some devious football fans out there. And
is any of that getting reported? Is that going
on? Absolutely. Like
what?
Where the Patriots are staying over there in Glendale at their hotel room.
Yeah.
The fire alarm has been set off now twice in the last 3 days in the wee hours of the morning.
Wow.
This last one was last night at 4:30 a.m. Someone's jerking on the fire alarm and then running out of there, you know?
Yeah.
The old fire alarm pulling ditch. And, sabotage, Phil, sabotage.
It's sabotage.
That's it, yeah. So, although I will tell you, Tom Brady, because he's in a separate wing from the rest of the team, says he hasn't heard it and he's been sleeping like a baby.
Yeah, he's in the
some of the other players.
He's in the bunching wing.
Right.
Where he is. She can afford to buy an entire floor of that hotel if she wants to. All right, so that potentially could affect the outcome of the game, and it has to drive the guys that the bookmakers in Vegas crazy, and people can go crazy just looking at all the spectacularly weird bets. They call them prop bets. I mean, some of them involve Tiger Woods. Some of them involve Katy Perry. I mean, it has nothing to do with football, but there are these prop bets, and we're going to review some of the highlights of that category of Vegas betting right here on the program next on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. All right, here we go. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. Visit our website. Just add a .com to the name of the show and you're there. Check out the show fun page. There's some great things. On the show fun page, there's these guys out there. They have way too much time on their hands. They go back and they just pick one word from a speech from President Obama and they put together a song. And so President Obama is singing Uptown Funk.
Yeah.
You know, the Mark Ronson.
You know, like you do.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And so that's on there. In case you missed it last week and you can't wait to watch it again on the Super Bowl, there's that Carl's Jr. commercial with Charlotte McKinney, the All Natural commercial. There's that. If you haven't seen it yet, you could see it ahead of time, is the Budweiser Super Bowl commercial where the dog gets lost. And it's about as cheesy as they come, but see if you could hold it together while you're
watching.
It'll
get you. Yeah, it will get you.
Those are all on the show fun page. And we're talking about bets in the Super Bowl, and not just who won or who lost or the over-unders or you know, that sort of thing. Just crazy prop bets, and there are a whole bunch of them. A lot of them are made up, and they don't really exist. But then again, the big board, if you ever walk into one of those sports betting rooms in Vegas, I've done that, and I've been so overwhelmed by the board. I'm just looking at that, and there are all the flashing lights and the words and the colors and all of that, and I just say, wait, I am lost. I'm leaving. I don't even know what it means to parlay something. So I just turn around and I leave. But, Chris, you've got some of the highlights of the prop bets that are available this weekend, right?
Yeah, prop bets are the greatest. And we're not talking about, there are those ones that everybody knows where it's like, okay, is the coin flip going to be heads or tails? Which end of the field will the winner choose?
Yeah.
But we're not talking about prop bets like that. We're talking about the fun ones.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you a handful of them, and you guys tell me which you side on, yes or no, or whatever the prop bet may be.
Yeah.
How long will it take Idina Menzel to sing the national anthem? Right now, the over-under line is set at 2 minutes and 1 second. Over or under 2 minutes?
Two minutes and one second. You know what? The hockey games, they shoot for like a minute 20. That's what they shoot
for.
So
you're going under.
I'm going to say under. But Idina Menzel, she's the Frozen lady singer, the Let It Go lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think she, I'm guessing, you know, I prefer when they sing it straight, when they turn it into a love song. I get kind of
like, how many notes can I cram in here?
I'm thinking, that's more about the singer than it is about the people that have that have died for our freedom. And I'm thinking of all, like, the World War II heroes who are alive, and they're watching this lady just ingratiate herself while she's singing, and turn it into something other than what it was meant to be. A tribute to the flag and to the country and all that. I don't know.
So that's the question. Is Idina Menzel one of those girls that has an overinflated
ego? I'm going to guess she sings it straight or something like that. So she might hold out a note here or there, or she might go up a tenth of an eighth or whatever it is, a half step. But I'm going to go under. So they say 220 is the over?
2 minutes and 1 second.
201. Yeah.
I'm gonna go under on that one.
I'm gonna say under too. This is the biggest network television event ever. You know, so it's a tightly scheduled thing.
I'm with you guys. Tell me what you think about this one. Will Marshawn Lynch grab his crotch after scoring a touchdown in the game?
Yes.
All right. Greg goes yes on that.
But will Katy Perry do that as well during halftime?
That's a plus 400 line, by the way.
Oh, on the Marsh
on the Marshawn Lynch. Yeah.
If he scores. Now, is that one of the prop bets too? Does he score?
He's got to score. You have to score. You have to score a touchdown in order to.
All right. But it's probably pretty bad odds.
If he does it after a first down, you don't win.
If you want to bet that he's not going to score, that's got to be pretty crazy odds, huh?
Negative 600. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. All right. How about this one? What color will Bill Belichick's hoodie be? The favorite is gray on that one. We'll run past that one. Will Katy Perry show cleavage? The overwhelming favorite is yes at -800. You'd have to bet 800 to win 100.
Does it clarify? Will she show her cleavage?
Here's the caveat on that. On this one, the book manager will rule on any ambiguity, and that decision is final. So, you know, if it's a turtleneck, we know it's a no. But if it's one of those like just somewhat low cut T-shirt,
what if it's a turtleneck with additional ventilation?
It's just a keyhole, right?
I mean, there's kind of a peekaboo see through effect. It's not open, but you could see. Is that still cleavage?
So the bookmaker decides.
If you could see the line that separates the twins, that's cleavage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two bald men wrestling under a blanket.
That's right.
Okay.
How many times will Tom Brady's wife, Gisele Bündchen, be shown on TV during the game? The over and under is 1.5 times.
1.5?
Yeah, right. So if you think it's going to be twice.
I'm going higher.
Take the over.
I'd say 4 or 5.
How many times will deflated balls be said during the game?
Oh, a dozen?
The over-under is set at 3.
3?
I believe the deflated balls are playing at the Whiskey tonight.
Yes, of course.
There you go.
Right.
And what color Gatorade will be dumped on the coach who wins? Right now, orange is the leading favorite.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, orange, green, red.
It does.
Who knows what
but
it's
the blue
be.
Flavor is something else, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like Arctic ice. That's the best flavor.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right.
So go place your bets.
I've never placed a sports bet of any kind other than when you give the $10 or $20 and they put your name in a box.
Right, yeah.
Oh, like at the office, that kind of thing, office pool?
Yeah.
Or you pick the squares.
Yeah, you pick a square or two. You say, okay,
I put $20 on the San Diego Chargers to win the Super Bowl at the beginning of the season. I would have won $1,800 if they would have made it.
$1,800?
Yeah, on 20.
Yeah, all right.
I have an uncanny ability to pick the losing team. So, invariably. So, if you want to know who's winning the Super Bowl this year, I'm picking the New England Patriots.
Just ruined them. You just jinxed them.
I'm just saying, just putting that out there.
Yeah. All right. Hey,
that up.
We all want to be fans of football. Isn't that right?
Sure.
Yeah. Well.
Well, Americans, we're getting. Yeah.
That's
Americans.
Right.
Yeah.
America.
All right. Hang on a second. I lost that story, so I very well might not do it. Okay. Never mind. Skip that story. Here are the three tricks to eat less during the Super Bowl. First, alternate between beer and water. A lot of calories you get come from beer, so obviously drink water too, and you can cut those calories in half. Or take one for the team and don't drink at all and be the designated driver.
Okay, I'm going to skip that one. What are the other options?
Only eat at halftime. In other words, make sure you don't sit there mindlessly shoving food in your face for 4 straight hours.
Well, that's going to be a problem too.
And avoid these three foods. Pizza, chips.
Right.
And wings.
Avoid the three foods that you eat at the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah, right. Of all the stuff you find at a Super Bowl party, these three tend to have the most calories.
Yeah, sign me up to be the guy eating salad at the Super Bowl party, please. Yeah, I want to be that guy.
And drinking water. That's
right, drinking
awesome.
Water and eating salad.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any lettuce wraps? Could I have some of those while I cheer for my team?
Yeah, all right. So what I was looking for, I had a list, and I just can't find it now, the best and worst cities to be a football fan. And I would think that maybe Los Angeles is a bad city to be a football fan because we don't have a team. Does that
make
sense?
Team. That seems to make a certain amount of sense.
Yeah.
As soon as we get one, we'll be one of the best cities to be a football fan.
And I'm surprised Las Vegas doesn't have a team yet.
Well, the NFL has an aversion to Las Vegas. They won't allow Las Vegas to advertise during the Super Bowl.
Because the players will go up the street and place a bet. Is that it?
Well, yeah. They don't want to have any association with the gambling.
And they'll throw the game.
Right. So they totally distance themselves from everything Las Vegas, everything gambling. They won't have anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though they're the main reason that it's like a $10 billion a year industry.
Exactly. They kind of allow ESPN to get away with that that guy that has all his picks and, all his Vegas angles. And they just kind of, I think they're turning a blind eye right now. Because, I mean, you ask any sports fan or gambling addict, you make a Super Bowl, especially if you don't care about either of these teams, like most of us don't, if you're not in New England or if you're not in Seattle, you're like, okay. how do you make the game more interesting?
I know how to make the game more interesting. You force all of the players and the coaches to gamble on the game.
I like this
point. Now, you don't know which way they're going or how they're going to, whether they're going to throw it or they're going to play. If they're all gambling on the game,
yeah.
Right.
Does it all offset? Does it make it? I mean, just imagine the chess playing that mm-hmm. goes on.
How about if we release a dozen full-grown Bengal tigers onto the field? That would make
also
it more interesting.
Good.
Now you're
and
talking.
All right. There should be fire somewhere on the playing field
fire.
As well.
Yeah.
Fire.
And yeah. All right. Sharp objects.
Machetes.
Yeah. All right. Up next, a whole lot of tech. And is your broadband really broadband according to the FCC? Or are you just small potatoes? You know who our tech guy is, right? That's Jeremy Antecuni. He'll design you an app, too. Maybe you didn't know that. He's, wow. Wait till you have no idea. He is the master of apps. But we're not talking about that next. We're going to focus on you right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. You're listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. Aaron Myers has the day off. Chris Martin is here. And Gonzo Greg Spillane is here as well. Joining us live is the head of mobile at Apogee and the founder of Ignite Mobile Studio. He knows all about tech. Of course he does. It's Jeremy Antecuni. Jeremy.
What's up, gang?
Nice to hear from you, my friend. The FCC has taken a look at broadband and at the speeds and all of that, and they've looked at their definition, and they've decided that they wanted to adjust that somehow. Have they moved it up or down? What are we looking at now?
They have moved it up. And, you know, as you know, an advanced country that we are, we're still nowhere near the top of the list in, when it comes to internet speeds by country. You know, you've probably known that South Korea and Singapore and Hong Kong and some of these other areas have much, much faster internet than we do. But surprisingly, looking at this list, Lithuania, Latvia, Romania, they all have faster internet than we do. We're 26th on that list.
Really? So
26th. The Republic of Moldova has faster internet than we do on average.
Beautiful place to visit.
Really? How am I supposed to watch Game of Thrones on this, really? Seriously.
Exactly. So the FCC has redefined advanced broadband as now 25 megabits down and 3 megabits up, which is a pretty big jump because the previous definition was 4 megabits down and 1 megabit up.
Well, come on. That's like in 1999, right?
Right. So, you know, we're hoping to see more and more broadband available across our country. And one of the interesting statistics that I saw in this story was that currently only 17% of Americans have access to internet that's defined at that 25 megabit level. So
yeah.
I think that we've got a lot of...
Well, the internet service providers out there, if you just buy the bargain basement, you know, not the DSL modem or anything like that, but if you buy their connected version of the internet where they wire it right up to your house, the bargain basement is 15 down, is it not?
Yeah, and it has been increasing, and I think that some of the broadband providers are really starting to take note that people have higher expectations than they once did. You know, as you have more and more devices, of course, you used to be just a single computer accessing the internet. Now every one of the TVs in my house and everybody's got a cell phone, so there's a lot more devices that are consuming bandwidth.
Yeah. How about you over there at your palatial suburban estate? What kind of
I think
juice
I've got
are you getting?
I think I've got 50 down, yeah. somewhere in that range.
Yeah, me too.
But what's the end game by the FCC reclassifying this? Does this open it up to, you know, screwing up net neutrality? I mean, if you get the FCC involved in anything, it generally goes south. I mean, what's the dark side?
Well, that is to be determined. There is some speculation that this does play into the net neutrality vote that's coming up in a couple weeks, and we'll just have to wait and see if that does, in fact, have some sort of tie into this.
Yeah. Right. All right. Next thing, the epic tech battle, the struggle for primacy between Apple and Samsung. How's that going?
You know, we see figures all the time saying that, you know, Android is just dominating the market share when it comes to iOS. Something like 81% of all, you know, smartphones out there are running Android. The funny thing is that Apple actually makes more money than all of the Android phone manufacturers combined.
Whoa.
And this past quarter, Apple has had just a banner quarter. They actually sold nearly 75 million iPhones. And if you compare that to Samsung, who typically outpaces them because they've got a wider variety of phones, some at much lower price points, they only sold 95 million, but that includes feature phones. So that could be including all of those, you know, super low-end cheap phones that are being sold in, you know, developing countries.
Mm-hmm.
And analysts are kind of guessing that their shipments of Androids were pretty much on par with Apple, somewhere in the mid to high 75 million range. So
yeah,
it looks like they were pretty much neck and neck for this past quarter.
All right. There's a Gmail app, Jeremy, out there. It's for the iPhone, but it's built by who?
You know, last week we told you that Microsoft wants to be cool again, and we all kind of chuckled about that. But
yeah,
today they made an announcement that they've put out a new mail client for both iOS and Android. It actually is an acquisition, so it's not software that they built. It's something that they bought and brought in and are now rebranding as Outlook Mobile. But it actually is a pretty darn good app. I downloaded it earlier today when it became available, and it's super clean, easy to use, it's fast. And, you know, I would say that it's worth looking at.
How about that? Hey, Jeremy, I have a question for you.
Sure.
And I think maybe a lot of people have this same issue. I don't know if it's an issue, but it's a curiosity for me. I have my Wi-Fi set up in my office at home. I've got my little modem, whatever you call that thing, right? Where it's got the
right. Sure.
It's got all the juice and it sends it out throughout the house. But it doesn't reach so well to every room in the house. And I'm looking at Wi-Fi extenders. But there are a couple different kinds of those. What do you think of those?
You know, the best way to do any kind of networking is through a wire. It's the most reliable. There's not going to be any interference. It'll work all of the time. But obviously, in a lot of circumstances, it's not
yeah,
cost effective. Well,
people are walking through the house with smartphones, and they say, "Hey, Phil, what's your login?" You know, that sort of thing. So yeah,
right.
I've got my guest login set up, and so
sure,
people want to connect.
So the best way to do it would be to have your main access point of your router in one place and then having a wire connecting that to another access point in an area that doesn't have good service. But there are repeaters out there. They do tend to work fairly well. It essentially adds one extra step when you make a request from your smartphone. If you're on the repeater, it goes from the repeater to the main router and then out to the internet. So there's a slight delay and a bit of overhead that gets introduced. But they tend to work fairly well. And essentially, they are just like any other wireless device. They listen for your wireless network. They, you know, join it, and then they just essentially just rebroadcast it. So
mm-hmm,
they do certainly work well. Apple makes some ones that are really, really simple to use. One of the challenges I think a lot of people have with some of the wireless extenders is that historically they've been somewhat complicated to set up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they certainly do the job, but if you're able to get a cable between your main router access point and another access point,
yeah,
to give you better service, it's certainly the best
right,
way to go.
That makes sense. I was looking at the one, you just plug it into the wall in the power outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think Netgear makes it, but other companies make those too. You just plug it in the wall, and it, like you explained, it creates its own little network. But I'm concerned that if I've got 50 down, if I'm doing the speed test on my Wi-Fi, and I'm somewhere between 35 and 50 on the Wi-Fi, that it's going to be like 12 to 15 on that extender. But I haven't done it yet, so I don't know. Have you seen anything about where you have a diminishing result in terms of the bandwidth? And
you can.
And is it secure?
You can, and it's just like any other wireless network that you need to make sure that it is using the best encryption, you know, using WPS and having an encrypted network. But the other thing to keep in mind when you're actually talking about wireless is that there's different standards of wireless gear, and if you're mixing and matching them, so that let's say that you've got 802.11n as your router, and you get a repeater or an extender that is 802.11b, it's actually going to drop down to the slowest speed, so that all of the devices are able to communicate. So if you are using an extender, make sure that it's matching up and it's using the fastest technology that is available, so that you're not degrading your entire network.
You know what's ridiculous about this whole conversation?
What's that?
I understand what you're saying.
That's awesome.
I don't.
Okay. I'll be right over. I'll charge you a fee for the installation.
Perfect. Just plug the Watcherman Annie into the thumb of the jig and with the blinky lights.
801.11b, something about megabits down.
Yeah, love it. Jeremy, always a pleasure to hear from you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you then.
All right, there we go. Good deal. And up next, just craziness ensues here on the program because let me just say that it has to do with cockroaches. Does that make you a little squeamish?
Yeah, I don't like cockroaches at all.
Well, good. You'll like them even better.
Oh, good.
Next, here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. About 21% of us will buy our pets a Valentine's Day present this year. That's an all-time record. We'll spend a total of $703 million, which averages out to about $4.28 per person.
An all-time record for what, crazy?
Yeah, I guess so. Survey also found 91% of people will buy a Valentine's Day gift for their significant other. So 21% for their pets, 91% for their significant other. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. You're just patronizing me, aren't you?
Well, are you going to get your animals a Valentine's Day gift?
No, I'm not.
You're not.
But perhaps my wife will or my daughters will. Or, you know.
We all love our pets. I buy my dog stuff all the time.
Yeah, I guess we do. Right. Well, Valentine's Day is an interesting time, though.
It's a great time of year.
coming from the hopeless romantic over there, Greg.
Yes.
People actually do keep their exes in mind on Valentine's Day, do they not?
I'm doing the Mr. Burns excellent right now because
yeah, right.
I just learned of something fabulous thanks to the San Francisco Zoo, where if you would like to celebrate the wonderful state of your romantic life on Valentine's Day, you can adopt a hissing cockroach in the name of your ex or future ex.
Yeah.
Like it might be a great way to break up for Valentine's Day. So, yeah, you can they offer hissing cockroaches or also scorpions as well. Yeah. You can adopt a scorpion.
Yeah.
The copy on their page is actually kind of funny. If you go to San Francisco Zoo website, it'll say fallen prey to love's cruel sting, consider adopting the giant hairy scorpion, the largest in North America, for an unsuspecting victim. Much like your low-life ex, they're usually found in and around low-elevation valleys, where they dig elaborate burrows or caves. So you don't actually, the problem is you don't actually get any bugs.
No.
Which would probably be better and has actually given me a couple of ideas.
Yeah.
But you can for, a certain amount of money. You can adopt from anywhere from $25 to $1,000.
Yeah.
And then the donations help support the Zoological Society.
How about that?
Isn't that lovely?
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, it would be better if you could actually get the critter in your house or in their house or whatever it is because, I mean, what happens? But then all the liability, that's probably a rare Well, how in
you're
the world
about when the scorpion stings her in the legs?
How in the world
times,
is any kind of cockroach hissing, flying, or otherwise? How is that rare? I mean, don't they say cockroaches will survive nuclear war?
Right, cockroaches and Keith Richards, right? Yeah,
exactly.
So
yeah. Keith Richards. Well, speaking of music, we all know who Tom Petty is, right? Chris,
he's the man.
He's in the news. Does he talk like
he's
Bob Dylan?
He's Bob Dylan Jr. Yeah, he's Bob Dylan Jr.
Yeah, he's remarkable set of choppers on him too. But he's in the news, in legal news, isn't that right, Chris?
He is. Yeah, and we're all familiar with the recently released Sam Smith song "Stay With Me." It's played on the radio constantly.
Oh yeah,
and Sam Smith had to give co-writing credits to Tom Petty for the song a week ago because there's copyright infringement. Petty has come out and said, "In all my years of songwriting, I have found out that these things can happen. Most of the time you catch it before it leaves the studio. This one got by, but I have no hard feelings for Sam." And the words "lawsuit" never entered our conversation.
Well, how about that? That's good. He took the high road. And it's interesting. I really didn't think the two songs sounded the same, but somebody out there with a lot of time on their hands mashed up the two songs together, adjusted the speed and all of that. Give a listen. We'll see what you think.
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you hard on me. Is a this world from dragging me down? Darling, stay with me.
Yeah, that's about as hideous as it gets, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
They really had to go to great pains to make those even match up.
To make those match up, which kind of, I didn't think they sounded that similar. I really didn't.
But when you hear that, Greg, does it change your mind a little bit?
Well, I mean, it's a basic 4-4, and, yeah. the lyrics line up in a certain tempo, sure. But, wow, I mean, if you go there, then how many other songs?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm thinking, if you play a guitar or a piano or a trumpet, for that matter, and you're just sitting around jamming with your buddies and all the music, think of all the songs you've heard in your life, and somewhere in your subconscious, those songs are residing.
They're
and
there.
And
yeah,
you're goofing around. You play
it's your
a
vocabulary.
Riff,
right?
You play a
yeah.
riff on the piano or the guitar, and all of a sudden, somehow, it just sounds wonderful to you, if not familiar, but you don't know why. And so you run with it and you write a song. But it turns out that you're pulling from that stash of familiar songs that you've listened to throughout your life. So it's practically impossible, if you're a songwriter, to not inadvertently steal from
right.
somebody.
It's part of it's like a vocabulary. It's like when you learn to speak a language, it's how you learn, and you learn these things, and some of them are like idioms.
The way you said "speak a language" is exactly the way I say the words "speak a language," Greg. I think you owe me some money. Listen, I'm going to sue you.
I copyrighted that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but it does seem to be happening a lot more. I mean, you look at Robin Thicke and Lady Antebellum, and you know, back in the day there was George Harrison and all that. But I have a theory that eventually, do you run out of combinations of fours and eights of chords being put together, and that it almost has to repeat?
Right. Are there any new melodies to be made? I mean, have they all been done?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
You think there's still original music out there? I know what you're talking about, Phil. EDM, electronic dance music.
Oh, gosh. Is there melody to that?
Well, it certainly doesn't sound like anything I've heard before.
Well, yeah, sure. If I'm going to be consistent, because I've always appreciated the conversation. I think it was an interview, I may have this wrong, that Dick Cavett had with Frank Zappa, and Cavett was asking him about music, and is it really music? Is, you know, people might say what you're playing isn't necessarily music; it's just noise. And Zappa was tapping on an ashtray in the studio, and he said, "That's music right now. I'm just, you know, the syncopation of my tapping on the ashtray. That's music." And so when you break it down to that basic understanding of what music is, we haven't even scratched the surface.
All right.
But it's just a matter of what's popular at what given time. Well, what's popular at this given time is the Super Bowl, Greg. And every year we try to predict. We talked about predictions earlier. The simulators were picking. But I think what's the most fun is that people have pet goldfishes and they have other things. And there are some famous animals on the planet who have had a particularly good record of predicting the outcome of the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, I did a little research, and I came back to last year, because there's a number of these animals. I mean, we were talking about, what was it, the predict predictulator in the computer in Las Vegas.
What was it?
The predictulator?
The predictulator.
Yeah.
Predictulator. some people prefer a more organic approach, and they go with beasts, including. So I found this from last year. It was last year Seahawks Broncos, or was that?
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Yeah. So they had. They came up with a number of different beasts to predict the Super Bowl. There's an ape named Ellie who envisioned who would win the Super Bowl. Who won the last one? I don't even remember. Was
it Seahawks?
Seahawks.
The Broncos. Yeah.
All right. So the ape. Yeah. So the ape got it right last year.
That's right. Ellie was right.
Okay. There's a porcupine named Teddy.
Yeah.
That picked Seattle.
Yeah, and that's the same team. Yep.
All right. So,
making sure. Wasn't there an octopus?
There is an octopus. There's a manatee. There's a seal. There's an octopus named Pepper.
Pepper the octopus.
Yeah. Last year he went Denver.
Ooh. Yeah.
I would have named it Octavius.
Yeah. Right.
And there's Fred the psychic bunny.
No.
Born in Los Angeles, rescued at an animal shelter, and began playing with tarot cards when he was 6 months old.
Yeah.
He uses a special set of cards to make his Super Bowl predictions.
Yeah.
And he went with Seahawks last year as well.
He probably rubs his lucky foot. There's a 14-year-old Seahawks fan in Olympia, Washington, I want to tell you about. This 14-year-old asked the Make-A-Wish Foundation to send him to the Super Bowl. But they didn't think they could make it happen until next year because short notice and all of that. The thing sells out, and it's tough to get in there. So luckily, a donor stepped in and bought three tickets. And you know, these days, to buy three tickets to the Super Bowl, what's the average low end is about?
It's not cheap. I'm going to say probably $700.
$11 billion.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard that some of the tickets are, the average price now is going for about $6,000.
Now, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the three tickets were purchased by this donor, and the kid found out from one of his favorite players that he was going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Seahawks linebacker Bobby Wagner told him, hey, kid, you're coming to the Super Bowl. How
like
about
just
that?
Called him on the phone and said,
yeah, hey, you're coming.
Very nice.
Make-A-Wish.
That guy's a stud.
Love that Make-A-Wish Foundation. Hey, we love your comments. Click contact at philhewlettandfriends.com. We're on Twitter at Faf Show. We're on Facebook. Like us. Follow us. Mike Stark is our executive producer. Thank you. Our producer is Brooke Peterson. Nick Wright is our production assistant. For Gonzo Gregg, for Chris Martin, and for Aaron Meyer, she'll be back. I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.